Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And we have our last guest. And our last guest, Mia Teron, she is a cancer warrior. She is absolutely amazing. And we're going to have a word with Mia and find out about who's running with her name on their back. Mia, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Oh, my darling, it is so wonderful having you on the show. And you've been listening to everyone and you've been listening to what's happening in Jerusalem. But let's first find out from you, Mia. How old are you, my love?
I'm 11 years old.
You're 11 years old. And you were diagnosed with leukemia last year?
Yes, when I was 10 years old.
When you were 10? In August. In August. And how are you? Are you on treatment? How are you feeling? Tell our listeners what it's been like for you.
Right now, I am on my third phase, but it's not called a phase because it's blocks. It's called high-risk HR blocks. And there is four phases. And in the fifth phase, I go into maintenance where I can start going back to school and everything.
Well, and you said you're in the third phase right now.
Yes.
How are you feeling? How's it going?
Right now, I'm not busy getting chemo, but I have just finished my fifth block. There's six blocks, and my sixth block's going to be my last one, and I've just finished my fifth one, and I'm having a break in between now.
Okay. And, I mean, so before, you said it was last August that you were diagnosed. Before that, yes. You were just a 10-year-old running around, going to school, playing with your friends, probably feeling bad at times, which is, you know, what led to your diagnosis. What has it been like for you, my love? What is it like being told, you know, you've got this, you can't go to school for a while, you've got to go for treatment, you may lose your hair. What's that been like?
It's very difficult. It's because, like, I look around and I see, like, other kids, like, running around and stuff, and, like, I can't do that because I'm a lot weaker than they are. And, like, I have always been, like, super, super protective over my hair. Like, anytime I go to the hairdresser, I never want to cut any of it off. Yes. So that was definitely a big, big change.
Yeah, that must have been tough losing your hair. But are you enjoying not having hair? And when you look at yourself and you see this new you, how's that? I'm looking at you and you are gorgeous. So beautiful.
I don't mind not having hair. I like not having hair more than when I had, like, really short hair when we first cut it shorter. Mm-hmm. But I definitely prefer if I had my hair.
Okay, well, your hair's going to come back. Your hair is going to come back. And before you know it, you're going to be back at school and you're going to be playing with your friends and you're going to be going to the hairdresser and saying, no more cutting it, because your hair will be back. And I'm sure you're looking so forward to that. But something else you're looking forward to is the fact that tomorrow someone is going to be running through the streets of Jerusalem with your name on their back. Tell us who's running for you.
His name is Dylan.
Dylan Rendell.
Yes.
Okay. So I presume you haven't met him. Have you spoken to him? Do you know anything about him?
My mom has spoken to him, but I haven't.
Okay. So your mom spoke to him. You haven't. But you know that tomorrow your name is going to be on his back. And he's going to be running, and he's going to be running up the hills and down the hills. And you know, I must tell you, Mia, that every time I speak to someone who runs with a warrior on their back, a name, they say the strength of the warrior goes into their veins, and they have incredible strength to run the marathon. So let me tell you, tomorrow's a big day, not just for Dylan, it's a very big day for you too. Are you looking forward to it?
Yes.
Fantastic. I hope your mom's showing you pictures of Jerusalem and you're getting to see the magical city it is and what a magical experience it's going to be.
I can't wait to see.
Oh, well, Mia, you know, I want to just thank you so much for coming onto the show, and thank you for speaking to us. And I'm sure that you're going to have a wonderful day tomorrow. And I'm sure you're going to meet Dylan, or at least speak to him once it's finished, because it's a pretty important thing knowing that your name, do you know how many people are going to read your name tomorrow? So many people are going to see him running, and that your name is going to be on their lips when he runs past. And isn't that awesome? And we wish you so much good health, and we can't wait for your treatment to be over, and we can't wait for you to be feeling better. Thank you, my darling, and sending lots and lots of love to you.
Thank you so much for having me here. It was so amazing.
Oh, it was amazing having you. Go well, Mia. Bye-bye, my angel. Mia Theron, cancer warrior, sharing her story, how within such a short space of time, Mia's life has turned around. But here we have Dylan, who is going to be running with Mia's name on her back, which is part of, you know, that amazingness that we were speaking about.